Hey, greetings everybody, it's Brother Two Post, DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hope you're all doing well today. We just got to our evening camp spot. Kind of had a day where we were working on the gospel van, getting a bunch of the stuff done as we work our way north on the gospel road. I want to bring a teaching to you today to bless you, to edify you. I'm at a busy area of traffic, so in case you hear cars going by, it's a beautiful night out. Today we're going to talk about I am explained. I am explained. I want to cover this topic with you as occasionally I meet people in the street and they will say that Jesus never said he was deity. And they always try to demean who our Savior is. And so I believe the scriptures show great evidence that Jesus is in fact deity and God. And we're going to go over this. I've got articles at the teaching blog about the three in one, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And I also have a teaching about Jesus is God. Let me give you some scripture verses. John 14:9, Jesus said unto him, I have been so long time with you that thou hast not known me, Philip. He hath seen me, hath seen the Father. He that hath seen me, hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Jesus said to Thomas, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. That's good evidence. How about John 10:30? Jesus said, I and my Father are one. More evidence. So again, go check out those articles at the teaching blog, the three in one and Jesus is God. Today, we're going to focus on Jesus' deity and we're going to take it from the angle of the statement I am. Have you pondered this statement? It's just two simple words, but wow, does it have great depth and great meaning. Let's go to the scripture in John 8 where Jesus says this. He's talking to the Pharisees, challenging. They asked, who do you say you are? John 8:56-59. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. All right, let's take this apart. Let's talk about it. We'll add some more verses to it. So in the book of John, Jesus uses an I am statement about seven times, I believe it is. Here's an example of one. John 6:35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So that I am in both John 8 and John 6 and the rest of the examples of him using it in John. In the Greek, it's ego. I am ego. And it basically is just used as a strong reference to mark a person. And in the context of this, it couldn't be any stronger. The context is God alone. I am. There's no one else. I am who I am. I'm going to share a verse with you, several verses with you from the Old Testament, where he says that, and that he says, I am alone. Yeah, I think if we just take some more verses from the Old Testament, and I think we can seal this away about who Jesus really is with this I am statement, plus all the other evidence we have, like Thomas saying, my God and my Savior. So first point I'll make, the Jews, the Pharisees who were arguing with him, knew exactly what he meant. Have you ever pondered why they picked up stones? Here, I got a train going by. We're parked near train tracks tonight. We actually like the train and the traffic noise, but hopefully it's not too loud. Have you ever pondered why they picked up stones? Just because they didn't like him? Because they hated him? No, they picked up stones to kill him. Why? Per Torah, if you said you were God, that was considered blasphemy, and it was punishable by stoning. So right there, the Jews knew what he was saying. Jesus knew what he was saying. We should know what Jesus was saying. And they wanted to kill him because he said he was God. Second point, I am is not a standalone verse in the New Testament. It goes way back in the Old Testament, and it is and was God's name that he himself used with Abraham and Moses and the prophets. I'm going to prove it to you. Let's look at Genesis 15:7. And he said unto him, Abraham, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give this land to inherit it. I am the Lord, he says. Exodus 3:3-6. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. I am. He was the I am of those men, the founders of the nation of Israel. And then Moses, as he's getting ready to go against Pharaoh and deal with all the Israelites, Moses basically says, who do I tell him is sending me? Exodus 3:13-14. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Verse 14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me unto you. Did you catch that? Jesus says he is I am, and he was before Abraham. God tells Abraham, excuse me, Moses, to tell them, I am sent you. Is that not good evidence that Jesus is God and deity? Let's keep going. Exodus 15:26. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will thou do which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heal thee. Did you catch that? Now, if you look at this verse, he says, for I am the Lord that healed thee. And if you look close, I always bring this up. Do you see works and faith together here? God says, have faith, believe in me, and do what I've told you to do. Yeah, faith and works. Yeah, it's all over the scriptures. Absolutely. How about Exodus 16:12? And I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, God said. Speak unto them, saying, at even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. I am. It's all over Genesis. It's all over Exodus. God proclaiming who he is in the Old Testament, I am. Jesus comes along in the New Testament and uses the same term, I am. I ego. I am alone. I am. There's no other like me, the Bible tells us. There's no other gods. He's the God of gods, little g. How about this verse from Isaiah 43? Makes that standalone statement. Isaiah 43:10-11. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there is no God form, neither shall there be after me. Even I am the Lord. I, even I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I am ego. It's a bold, bold statement about who he is. His name. He gave it to Abraham. He gave it to Isaac, to Moses. He gave it to the other men of that time. He gave it to the prophets. And Jesus gave it to the Pharisees. They didn't like it. The Pharisees knew the Torah very well. They knew who I am was. That's why they picked up rocks to kill him. Even if they were hypocritical in their faith, they were serving the I am, the great I am, via the Torah. And that's who Jesus said he was in John 8. Jesus makes that statement as a flesh and bone man. Before Abraham was, I am. John 1 tells us he always was. He's the creator from the beginning and the end. Revelation tells us he's the Alpha, the Omega. So I'm not sure it can get any clearer. Ready? For anyone who seeks would spiritual eyes. Cry out to God for truth. Seek Him by the Spirit. Be willing to lose your life for Christ. You'll see it. You'll get it. He is the I Am. Christ is deity. Fleshly eyes can't see it. These atheists that come up to me, these dead religious people, these cults that don't believe Jesus is deity, they're not going to see it. Spiritual eyes can see it. Finally, let's go to Titus 3. It shows us the 3-in-1. I said I have an article on the 3-in-1. I don't like the word Trinity. It's really not in the scriptures, but everybody knows it by that. The 3-in-1, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Ready? Titus 3, 4-6. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior. Did you catch that? God our Savior. The Savior's God. God is the Savior. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Jesus said, I am. The Father, way back, said, I am. To Abraham and Moses. Yeah. The God our Savior, the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing and regeneration. Okay, let me cover this real quick. I hear this all the time. Oh, we're not saved by works, faith alone, grace alone. No, that's not what the Bible teaches. We're not saved by works. And we're not saved by faith alone and grace alone. Not one Bible verse says that. We are saved by grace through faith in Christ. He makes the narrow only way. And because He makes the way for us, and because through faith and repentance we get the Holy Spirit, now we're washed, right here it says it, we're renewed and regenerated by who? The Holy Ghost. You see the Father? You see the Spirit there, right in that verse? 5, or in verse 4, it tells us about the Father, God our Savior. 5, it says, not by works of righteousness, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing, regeneration, renewing of the Holy Ghost. And verse 6, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. There you go. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right there. I am. I ego. I am alone. I am the Alpha, the Omega. There's no one else with me. I'm the beginning, the end. I will always be and always was that who is who Jesus said He was. I hope you see it clear. I hope next time anybody questions the deity of Christ or says Jesus never said He was God, I hope that you remember I am. Go read those other articles too. They'll bless you. But I hope you remember I am and stand on that. Because if we can't trust Jesus' words and if we don't believe He's telling the truth, then all is lost. We might as well all go back in the world. We might as well live it up till we die. Eat, drink, be merry, for tomorrow we die, as they say. And then we have no hope, as Paul said. If Christ did not rise from the grave and do everything He said, and if He is not the Messiah who was perfect and sinless for us, we have no hope. But we do have a great hope. We have a great hope in the salvation, the gospel of Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection by repentance coming out of every false way, like these places that don't believe Jesus is deity, the church systems, the world, your flesh. Come out. Be born from above by the Spirit of God. Right there. Be cleansed, it says in Titus 3. Washed by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. That's what we get in this new life. Then we live in righteousness and holiness and obedience. And we endure to the end when we see the great I Am part the clouds, coming in flaming fire and glory. I hope that's blessed you today. I am. Stand on it. Do not let anyone deny what the Word of God says. As Jude says, earnestly contend for the faith once delivered. Hey, check out all of our resources. We're adding to the website every day as we're traveling, preaching the gospel, one-on-one witnessing, trying to be a light out here in this dark world. I hope you're being a light right where you are. God will use you wherever you are. Live the gospel. Live holy and obedient. Have a good gospel card. Then ask God to use you, and He will. And strive for the kingdom of God. We love you all. Till next time, go out, have a glorious day. Remember the great I Am. And may God be praised.